Welcome to the weekend. This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Saturday, September 18th and Sunday, September 19th. Well, the chance for rain came and went Friday with no real rain to speak of. And this weekend, there's more sunny weather on the menu. According to the National Weather Service, it'll be sunny Saturday in the Cedar Rapids area with a high near 85 degrees. On Saturday night, it'll be mostly clear, with a low around 63 degrees. On Sunday, it'll be sunny again, with a high near 89 degrees. On Sunday night, it'll be mostly clear, with a low around 67 degrees. The Iowa Attorney General's Office has determined the August 31st fatal shooting of a Jones County man by police was justified because the man would not put down a knife and charged officers. But the family of Jeremy Berg, 45, say the knife was a pocket knife, and the officer should have just let Berg run away. Berg died of multiple gunshot wounds inflicted by officers during the standoff at his grandparents' farm near Martell. The professional tree trimmer suffered from depression and methamphetamine addiction, and his mother told the Gazette September 2nd she thought it was possible he wanted officers to kill him. The five officers involved in the shooting were on administrative leave during the investigation by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. Iowa's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate remained unchanged at 4.1% in August, a level that was well below the national rate and the number of Iowans who were thrown out of work a year ago during the economic throes of the COVID-19 pandemic. Iowa's jobless rate 1 year ago was 5.2%. The number of unemployed Iowans increased by 300 in August to 67,900, still 18,100 lower than the year-ago level of 86,000. The total number of working Iowans decreased by 1,600 to 1,592,200 in August, a figure that was 43,700 higher than 1 year ago. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office is working with the city of Solon to open a satellite office in what was the former Solon City Hall, as both the Sheriff's Office and the city continue to grow. Mayor Steve Stang shared the update during a joint meeting between the Solon City Council and the Johnson County Board of Supervisors on Thursday evening. Stang said the former City Hall at 223 South Iowa Street is mainly being used to store records and not in a way that could better the city. Have a good weekend, everyone.